We are 20 into the 4 o'clock hour on 96.5 KECO. The back rows, we got Jared Deck in the studio with us this afternoon.
What's happening? Backroads Nation.
I just can't get over the soft acoustic version of Shake It Off from earlier. It's just wonderful. But no, I'm really happy for you. And you've actually, man, because I asked you earlier how the music life is treating you. You said it's okay. And we both have used the term blown up. Mm-hmm. Things just kind of went extremely well for you in a couple of specific spots. Yes. And you've kind of been all over the place ever since.
Yeah, you know, things have been pretty amazing. I've, you know, I look back to, you know, maybe about 2 years ago, and I was feeling pretty down. You know, I played in punk bands for years. And, I know, I get that all the time.
Wait, I'm not laughing. I'm not laughing because I'm looking at you and going, yeah right, punk.
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right.
No Fat Mike, man.
I look like a big punk rocker. But.
No, I'm just laughing because it's like everybody that's ever been in a punk band, except for maybe Fat Mike, they tend to get out of it and grow up at some point.
Yeah, you know, and what's funny is I got a student.
It's like everybody's been in a punk band, man.
That's right. I got a former student. He grew up in Sentinel, actually. His name's Andrew Wasson. He's playing in a pop punk band, and they're touring nationally, and they're doing great.
That's awesome.
And the other day, we hung out, and I was, you know, we get together every now and then. I said, "Hey, man, are you going to do this when you're 45? Because in punk music, man, the age of the fans tends to stay the same.
Yeah, they don't really grow with you, man.
Yeah, so when you're 45, your fans will still be 19.
Ooh. Tell him to watch the documentary The Other F Word.
Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah, it's a documentary about all these dads that were in punk bands, like Green Day, Blink-182, NoFX is in there.
Oh, there we go. Very nice.
Bad Religion. I mean, all these guys. Yeah. And they go through interviewing them all now that they're dads.
Yeah, sure.
And how life has changed for them, and how it's not all anarchy and, you know, irreverence. And
yeah,
how do you go out as Blink-182 and sing the songs that you sing and then discipline your kid?
Yeah, it's a good question.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's a great documentary.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah, it's really good. The Other F Word. Anyway, so back to the project.
Anyway, so, you know, a couple years ago, I got to this age and I was like, man, you know, my music career hasn't really ever done what I had thought it was going to do or hoped that it would do. And I felt like, man, maybe I should have changed something 10 years ago. I should have moved off to some big city or something. And anyway, my writing style began to change, and I just started writing a lot more honestly. Started telling stories about the place I come from right here in Western Oklahoma. And anyway, honestly, people just seem to be relating to it. And as I continue to write and continue to grow, I'm just getting better, man.
Right on.
And that's the goal, you know, is I started out as the world's worst songwriter ever 15 years ago, and I don't really know that I knew what I wanted to say,
but
I felt like I had something to say, and it's finally seems to be coming to fruition.
All right, now, I've seen your name pop up on Americana charts.
Yep.
You just did Texas Red Dirt Roads.
Yes.
With Justin Frizzell.
Yeah, that was fantastic. I got to jam with Brandon Ryder, Josh Ward, and Mike Stanley, and man, those guys were super duper awesome and super duper nice.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah, so wow, and now you got a Texas push going.
Yeah, now we got a Texas push, so we'll see. We'll see if this market likes us. I think they're gonna like us a little bit. And man, next month in September, we're going up to Nashville. We got selected to Americana Fest.
Nice.
So, I got a big show.
So, hold on. You got selected to do it because I know last year you went.
I attended last year.
Yeah, you went. You attended last year.
And this year.
You got asked to go this year.
Yeah, man. It's pretty exciting.
How does that feel?
Yeah, and man, it feels amazing because it was a big goal, you know?
Right.
I mean, you know, you get there and you watch all these bands that you just love and you admire, and then you think, man, I'm going to be there. I'm going to try to get there next year. And sure enough, we pulled it off.
Right on. Now, you said at one point in time you were working four jobs to get this done?
Four jobs, man. So I own a business. I own a couple businesses, but I'm an owner in an insurance agency. I don't know if I can mention it without paying Brandon $15 over here. But anyway, I'm an owner at All American Insurance over in Clinton and Hydro, and then I've been teaching music lessons for over 10 years.
Wow.
And also, I worked for two churches, doing music at two churches playing, was working like 16 hours a day on Sundays.
Holy cow.
Yeah, man. And so I just, you know, went at it and went at it and went at it and, man, just tried to, you know, make things work. You know, that's the interesting thing. I think people think that in the music world and in entertainment in general, that people are just discovered overnight.
No, no.
You know, and my, like the stuff that's happened for me here in the last year, I think a lot of people think of it as overnight success. And I'm like, man, I've been really bad at this for a long time. It just kind of got good in the last 6 or 7 months.
Well, you were talking about, you know, investing in your own music and investing in your own project.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, taking the time to do that.
You have to believe in your talent. And gotcha. And if you believe in your talent and you have a good business mind on your shoulders, you know, then you can really take it somewhere.
Gotcha. Well, here, let's do this. Let's take in the single from The Work of the Sweat of Your Brow.
Yes.
From those 4 jobs to see what it got you. Here it is. Everybody knows what it is. We've been spinning it. 17 Miles, Jared Deck on your home for today's best, yesterday's favorites, and that homegrown in the back roads. 96.5 KECO. About 25 away from the 5 o'clock hour on 96.5 KECO in the back roads. We've got Jared Deck in the studio with us in support of the single 17 Miles off the self-titled album, correct?
Yes, self-titled. Sir. Self-titled.
So it's easy to remember.
Yeah, man. It's been it's been a fun road. Brandon and I have been riding down this back road for a year and a half.
We were talking off the air. The first conversation I ever had with you when you were talking about doing something different, something new, and just how nervous and kind of scared you seemed about it all. And then, I mean, here you are a year later, and you're like, man, I'm hitting my benchmarks. I'm getting all the things done I wanted to get done. I'm really happy for you, man.
Well, thanks a lot,
I'm way excited for you.
Well, you know, I'll tell you.
And I'll say this, and I will say this.
Go for it.
Every time that Rolling Stone pops up with your name on it, I give a thumbs up. I give a thumbs up. I don't know where you're at, but I just give a little thumbs up and a nod. And yeah, I know
well,
you'll see
you.
It. So yeah, every time you pop up in Rolling Stone country. Yeah. By the way, Ali, let me ask you this before we get into the acoustic performance.
Sure.
Let me ask you this question. What's maybe like the one magazine, the one online publication, like the one place that you popped up to you that meant something? Like you were like, wow, now this is awesome. This is the big one.
Yeah. Well, first of all, probably. I'm gonna caveat this. First of all of it.
Right, of course.
Because,
I mean, all
you know,
of it.
But,
yeah. Okay.
But
all
in,
right.
In
right.
all honesty, like I have really high expectations on myself, but I don't put high expectations on other people to love what I do.
Right. Of course.
And so anytime I get something, I'm wow, that's great. But I think the one publication that was
that's a big shocker for you.
Yeah. That stood out was the American Songwriter Review.
Oh wow. Yeah.
That's
right.
Now
they
a big deal.
They threw around some pretty heavy words.
Yes, they threw around some very heavy words and some big names.
Yeah, some real big names. Was that where Chris Stapleton's name came up?
Yeah. They compared me to Chris Stapleton. I remember thinking, I know, right? I thought to myself, man, I got to get better.
like how big was the knot in your gut after you read that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, literally, like, what was in my mind was, man, I got to step up my game.
Right, yeah. Because, I mean, these guys just put all kinds of pressure on you.
You know, and that's the thing. Like, when I go play a show, people are expecting to hear the guy that was in American Songwriter that they compared to.
Right.
And so, yeah, that's you know, it was hefty. Hit me in the gut pretty hard. But you know what, man? I like a challenge.
Why not?
I like a challenge.
Why not? And I thought that was incredible. I saw that. I was like, wow. Wow. I mean, first of all, from the publication that it's coming from, and then two, I mean, to throw the Stapleton word out there like that.
Yeah.
I was just kind of like, wow, man.
Yeah, it was
wow.
pretty cool.
And then I felt bad for you immediately afterwards.
Good.
I did. I felt so Good. Bad for you. Like, God, I would have loved to have been in the room when you read that and just to watch the look on your face.
Well, you know, the entire that review was very fair.
Yeah,
you know?
It was
I mean,
a good
it
one.
It wasn't just, I mean, it was an extremely positive review, but and it, at the same time,
There were critiques.
They weren't gushing, and it was good.
Yeah.
I appreciate
it. It wasn't
that.
Criticism. It wasn't just gushing. Yeah, they were honest critiques. It
yeah,
was really
absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely.
Good.
And I actually, see, I thrive on that kind of thing.
Right, of course.
But yeah, the whole time I was just like, okay, because since I started like putting out albums,
right, yeah.
The entire time I've just been waiting for that review where someone says, "This is the worst crud I've
right,
ever heard."
Right, yeah, of course.
What was the there was a 2-word review on Spinal Tap that I can't repeat on air.
Right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'll just say shark sandwich. I keep waiting for that review to hit.
Right, yeah.
And I thought it might have been, but no, man. American Songwriter seemed to like it.
That's really awesome.
Yeah.
So that's a big one, man.
That was really cool. You know, that's one of those publications that's still highly respected.
Right.
You know, and they pride themselves on that. So.
Yeah, so that's really cool. That's really cool. Now you're going to play one for us in the studio. Unusually Blessed, right?
Yes, sir.
Gosh, this is my favorite track off the record.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for choosing this one.
Yeah, I love this song. You know, I think that people, man, you know, I grew up in Thomas, which I think everybody's around here is pretty familiar.
Yeah, we know
where that's at. But then I roughnecked in college in the summertime to help pay my tuition. And I had met a lot of friends but what I've learned over the years and getting married and becoming a parent is, you know, sometimes, you know, your dreams about what your family's going to achieve versus what you've got to do to just make a living.
Right.
You know, sometimes they're not always that cohesive.
Right.
So anyway, I wrote this song about it and about a guy who basically has to leave behind the things that are most important in order to make what he's got to make work.
Gotcha. Well, here it is, Unusually Blessed. Jared Deck on the back roads of 96.5 KECO.
Of Oklahoma, I was born a rugged soul. By the hand of my father, I was raised a rolling stone.
From the day I lost my mother till they put me in the ground. Well, I'm just a man who never stuck around. Well, you were born in late November. Your ma and me were proud. Well, I held you till September when the oil field left town. From the day I left your mother till they bury me in dirt. Well, I'm just a man who's sorry for the hurt. 'Cause I was born to be a fighter. I was born to rock and roll. And I was born to take my chances down the long and winding road. If I was born for you to love me, that's my greatest success. I'm just a man unusually blessed. Well, today I got your letter and a tear rolled down my face as I read about your new job and the child along the way. To a father and a mother, heaven gives its best reward. Now I'm just a man who's knocking at the door. 'Cause I was born to be a fighter. I was born to rock and roll. And I was born to take my chances down the long and winding road. If I was born for you to love me, that's my greatest success. I'm just a man unusually blessed. Well, time can heal, but time can fade away. And I got scars to remind me of those days. So I thank God for the life I've had and the time I was given. 'Cause I was born to be a fighter. I was born to rock and roll. And I was born to take my chances down the long and winding road. If I was born for you to love me, that's my greatest success. I'm just a man unusually blessed. If I was born for you to love me, that's my greatest success. I'm just a man unusually blessed.
Man, for the first time I heard that tune, and you sent me that rough cut of that one.
Yeah, yeah.
I've told you since that day, that's my favorite, man, of all the songs. God, that's like, what, been a year and a half, maybe almost two years ago?
Yeah, it's about a year and a half, yeah.
Yeah, you sent me that rough cut in an email, and I was like, man, that's my favorite one out of all of them. That's my favorite one. Still is. God,
well,
I love
thanks,
that tune.
Brandon.
Unusually Blessed. Get it on the self-titled album, Jared Deck, available now. Where can everybody pick it up?
You can get it on iTunes, on Amazon, and you can also go to jareddeckmusic.com. That's J-A-R, one R, E-D, deck, like a deck of cards, music.com. Every now and then you got to explain that. Got to spell it out.
Yeah, you've practiced that, haven't you?
That's right. But anyway, you can order a CD from me there, or you can come and see me live sometime, man.
Yeah, you're going to be at the Golden Light?
The Golden Light in Amarillo.
Tomorrow night,
Thursday night, 10 o'clock, I will be there.
Sounds good.
Yes,
sounds
sir.
Real good. Give Amarillo my love, man.
I'll be there by morning. Had to do it.
Nice and early in the morning, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got the radio interview, right?
Yeah, I got a couple radio interviews. I got a TV interview.
Look at you go.
Man, well, you know, it's Amarillo TV. I don't know how many people that hits, but...
It's bigger than Elk City TV.
It might be bigger than Elk City TV.
We don't even have Elk City TV.
Yeah, well, you know, I think doesn't cable one.
I think we might have a church service or something on there. So you might have to go. You have to go get on with the church.
Have a public access.
We need to bring back public access.
We need to bring back public access.
We need to put Backroads on public
access. TV. Backroads radio on the TV.
That's a Backroads public access action.
Then everybody can see how terrible we're dressed.
Yeah, how terribly we're dressed. How bad we're sweating in this carpeted room.
Yes.
Thank you so much, man, for stopping by.
Hey, thank you, Brandon. I want to thank everybody out there for listening. And thanks to KECO, man. Just keep, the more you guys play our music, the better we do, and the more people get to hear it. We love you guys. Thank you.
Anytime, man. Anytime. We've got a full weather update on the way. More of today's best, yesterday's favorites right after this.